From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is telling fellow Democrats to stop whining and get busy. The president tried to rev up a crowd of students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Tuesday night ahead of the crucial midterm elections in early November. He's on a four-state trip that includes New Mexico, Iowa, and Virginia. The U.S. Supreme Court is expanding public access to its oral arguments by posting audio recordings on its website at the end of each week. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
At the same time that it's broadening access with weekly postings online, the court is dropping its practice of occasionally permitting same-day audio to be broadcast. The Chief Justice has made no secret of his distaste for having to choose which cases are sufficiently high-profile to merit same-day treatment. By posting the audio at the end of each week, the court is apparently seeking to regularize and expand transparency of its proceedings, and at the same time, it's responding to the increasing pressure from Congress for allowing cameras in the courtroom, a step the court has consistently resisted. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The leading candidates in the California governor's race squared off in their first face-to-face debate Tuesday night at the University of California, Davis. Each candidate said they were more prepared than the other to turn the state's dismal finances around. Democrat Jerry Brown says he built a budget surplus in his two terms as governor in the 70s and 80s. He accuses Republican Meg Whitman of following the GOP playbook.
She has the values that if you just give it to Wall Street and business and follow the George Bush playbook, things will be well, but we've seen the results of that, and they're not very pretty.
Whitman, the former eBay CEO, that is, focused on creating jobs.
If we do not put Californians back to work, as I said, there is no way out of this financial mess. So I put together a very detailed plan to create 2 million new private sector jobs by 2015.
The next debate is scheduled for Saturday in Fresno. Tropical storm Matthew is churning west towards the coast of Central America, as Marina Giovanelli reports from member station WLRN in Miami. Matthew's picking up strength, and eventually it may reach the Gulf Coast states.
The weather system is moving slowly and gradually gaining strength. It'll likely drench Cuba tonight, and forecasters then expect it to head straight for Miami at about 10 miles an hour. Dennis Feltgren, spokesman for the National Hurricane Center, urges residents to brace for wet weather.
Rain will be the big concern with this system. 4 to 8 inches of rain is expected over portions of South Florida, including Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches, and even through the Florida Keys. And that kind of rain that fast could produce some flooding.
Feltgren says he expects the system to make landfall Wednesday afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Marina Giovanelli in Miami.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 46 points. This is NPR News. NATO says a service member has been killed in a battle with insurgents in southern Afghanistan on Tuesday. NATO's statement did not identify the service member or the details of the incident. For months, NATO has been carrying out operations to flush out insurgents in the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. This is by far the deadliest year of the 9-year-old war. Environmental activists want the Canadian government to stop a proposed shipment of radioactive generators through the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, they accuse Ottawa of abdicating its responsibility.
Bruce Power wants to ship 16 100-ton radioactive steam generators from its site on Lake Huron to Sweden. They would travel through the lakes along the St. Lawrence and across the Atlantic for reprocessing. The remaining waste would be returned to the Bruce Power facility. The Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission has already said there are no safety concerns involved in the shipment, but the Sierra Club of Canada says allowing the shipment would set a dangerous precedent for more nuclear waste on Canadian waterways. And it describes the proposal as hasty and ill-considered, with little or no planning to deal with an emergency such as an accidental sinking. The mayors of 100 communities in the affected area also oppose the plan. On Tuesday, the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission began a 2-day hearing in Ottawa to discuss the proposal. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
There are more gay and bisexual characters showing up on scripted network television shows this season. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation reports there are 23 characters out of nearly 600 roles on broadcast network TV. The annual report finds 3.9% of actors who regularly appear on primetime TV will portray gay, lesbian, or bisexual characters, and that's up from 3% in the last season. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.